the Education Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Agency, PENA FIZOMPI, has stressed that the reorientation of education is essential to build an educational environment that prioritizes honesty and integrity. According to FIZOMPI, the cheating cases are concerning and indicate that moral, character, and integrity issues are still serious challenges in the world of education in Indonesia. Those cases, she said, also reflect that efforts to develop students' character and instill values have not yet been successful. The Presidential Communication Office highlighted President Prabowo Subianto's consistent efforts to protect welfare of workers in Indonesia. PCO Chief Expert Reiki Tamba told the press in Jakarta on Thursday that Prabowo is recognized as a nationalist figure who consistently defends workers' rights. He stated that in addition to regularly attending discussions forum, President Prabowo is committed to raising the minimum wage and recognizing the role of informal workers such as online motorcycles, taxi drivers. And that was the news. Right now, currently, I'm Ray. As you know, I'm based in Jakarta, Indonesia, voice of Indonesia. And right now, we are currently will be listening to Maui Ayunda with Jakarta Ramai, where you can listen to us in online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 32.5 kHz and 47.55 kHz, also by application in AAE Digital, for those of you who are watching on demand. foot from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like patumpong or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasuami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Easily, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Hi listener, want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and AAA station across Indonesia? AAA.co.id is the answer. AAA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at AAA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made on fries, and eats white color. According to the story, gumpo comes
and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream pomegranate, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it? refuse any forms of intervention, which may damage the Kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the age of Wally, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ida. She is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his Kampung. General smile is showing when welcoming us, making tightness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins. When we get explanation from Ijad about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We anxiously pass through the stair steps until we arrive in Paddy Field and a refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional Kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy rose contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this Kampung. Ijad explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini karena Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung.
Kampung Naga building is still shaped with Egypt leaves, but it's covered with tapos leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building, there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call still building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of governance used in Kampung Naga to manage the life of its people to build synergy with the original government. Without we ask,
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and informal. The formal one is RT or Neighborhood Unit, Airway Community Unit, and Hamlet Head, which is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional Kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Pacific Malaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the shares of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sukarman, Secretary of Pacific Malaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Head.
Karena itu adalah Kampung Adat ya. Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
as it is traditional Kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga, because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 1 hectare buildings, where 1 hectare of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Agung, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Agung is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used for the ceremony ritual systems here, like the Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, and or other Islamic sacred holidays. Islamic rites and festivals of Prophet Muhammad in 2011, Saban or other people's activities. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony planned by Pancheng or Kampung Head. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of Pumpong or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make Kampung to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this Kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or taboo. What does it mean, and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat, seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga. Everything has mandate, like in here, for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now, and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains affected, because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable, and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law, there is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Kampung, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Kampung, are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life, like building house, shape, location, and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art, and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan. So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days, like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic rites, and Saban.
And rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional Kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition the two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. The very limit of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what visitor attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With her to attract tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Phuket Agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of all the local canoes, kites, yellow flags, the heading boat races, and many more.
With her, if you love marine tourism, please have your plan to visit and have a vacation at Phuket Sandstone Beach. The guarantee that you will be happy.